Thank you, Lucy. Now, here I am talking about needing to care for the planet. And of course, no one is perfect on this one. And we all have our own particular areas of challenge. But most of you will know that I have a particular area of challenge. And my challenge is flying. Anne and I do a lot of flying. I'm not the only one. There are other people in this church who have the privilege of being able to fly to different parts of the world. And okay, I go on ministry trips to Africa and the Middle East. And a number of us do, but actually most of the flying we do is just holidays, plain and simple, or maybe to see children who are living abroad. Now the reality is that flying eats up carbon like no tomorrow. And in fact, if we all flew as much as we wanted to, there would be no tomorrow. Now the ideal solution is that all of us agree that we won't fly any more than is absolutely necessary. So no trips to Africa or America or Israel or Asia or South Africa, all of which I've been to in the last 2 decades. But the problem is that those flights are going to take off with or without me. The government could legislate for no one to fly unless absolutely necessary, but that isn't going to happen. So what can I do? Well, if you booked a flight in the last few years, you might have been invited by an airline to make a payment to an organisation proposed by that airline to offset your carbon. My suggestion on that one is be very careful. Some carbon offset projects are scams. In one notorious case, the Vatican was presented with offset certificates for millions of trees that were never actually planted. If you donate to carbon offset setting, you at least need to make sure the projects are genuine carbon reducing projects. So recently I contacted Tier Fund and asked for some advice, asked what they do. And they put me in touch with an organization called Climate Stewards. So this is my environmental tip for All Saints. Climate Stewards is a Christian charity. It's endorsed by loads of Christian organisations, including Tier Fund, who use them for their own carbon offsetting. And it's really simple. You go on their website and it says reduce what you can, offset what you can. And you click on offset and it takes you to a screen. And you can offset flying, you can offset driving or going by bus, you can offset the carbon produced by your home and the heating of your home. You can offset the carbon produced by eating and drinking. If you choose to eat meat, you can offset the carbon produced by that particular lifestyle. But let's just talk about the flying. You enter the details of the flight you're planning to take. In my case, recently, a return flight from London to Tel Aviv. And you click calculate, and the website calculates the amount of carbon dioxide my seat on that flight generates. In this case, it was 1,244 kilograms of CO2 at a cost of £24.88. And I can pay that money, and it doesn't go into some airline's bank account. It goes to some great projects in Uganda, Nepal, Kenya, Ghana, and Mexico, planting trees, planting alternatives for clean water that avoid burning fossil fuels, supplying fuel-efficient cooking stoves. And this really makes a difference. And all you need to do is add the cost onto the price of your flight. As I say, they've got a similar calculator to work out the carbon footprint of driving our cars and other parts of our lifestyle. And they can do it for whole churches. Lucy is looking at how we can calculate the carbon footprint of All Saints. Now look, it would be better for all of us if we drove electric cars and no one ever flew again. But we know that's not going to happen. I know that I'm not going to stop flying, and I actually know that most of us are not going to do that. But in a world where that's not likely to happen in the foreseeable future, Climate Stewards are a brilliant organisation that makes a real difference and enables us to make a real difference too. Friends, this is not easy. This is hard. But the Lord loves this beautiful world too much and loves us too much to allow us to fail. But human effort will not be enough. We need the power of His Holy Spirit to enable us to care for His world the way He wants us to do. So what we're going to do is worship now and ask Him to come and move amongst us. Would you stand?